Let's turn our attention to sport. The Commonwealth Games are on their way to Glasgow for 2026, so we're talking with some of the blind and partially sighted athletes ahead of the Games today. It's James Ball, who is a paracyclist. James, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Is it exciting? Is it a nervous time for you?
It's pretty exciting. We've just recently got our kit for Team Wales. A few of us travelled down from Manchester to go and pick it up. And yeah, like to see all the cycling team and stuff. Yeah, it was really exciting. We can't wait to go now.
Does it really hit home when you get the kit?
Pretty much, yeah. I feel like that's like a the first sort of like part then to be like, right, yeah, this is like slowly getting more real now.
Well, we'll talk about the professional stuff in a moment, but how did you get into cycling in the first place? Was it the first sport you tried even?
It was the third one I tried. So I did running, swimming, and I played the drums. That was like my three sort of like hobbies. And then swimming kind of like taking over most of it then. I swam for Wales in a few like galas and stuff. And then that transitioned then into athletics in school. And then trying to go for the London 2012 Paralympics. That's where like the sort of dream came from, trying to be a Paralympian. And then sadly in April the 2nd, I remember it well, April the 2nd, 2012, I pulled my hamstring quite bad in Loughborough when I was training, and that diminished any goal of the Paralympic Games then in 2012. So fast forward to 2015, British Cycling, actually, I got like talent spotted. They sort of like did some tests with me and just said, yeah, he's quite good. You know, we can hopefully come back in 2 weeks time and then trial out again. And I did. And then, yeah, literally the Christmas of that year, then 2015, I got a call from British Cycling saying, like, we'd love to have you in Manchester, like, full-time as part of the cycling team. And it's literally been from 2015 to now, and I'm enjoying it.
Sport's obviously always been something that you've been interested in. So do you have a bit of a competitive spirit?
I'd like to think so. I personally enjoy the training more than the competition. I'm quite a planner, and when you can, like, physically seeing yourself get there and stuff, it's like just to know that you've, like, planned for that and stuff, it's a good feeling.
Do you get right into that, the sort of the nutrition, the psychological prep, as well as the physical stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Most people on the team have been doing it from like very young, and they've always been a cyclist and stuff like that, and I've like obviously joined it quite late, so I'm still like learning the sort of aerodynamics of it and the kit that goes with it, and like the bikes are made and everything. Like it's pretty fascinating.
When you get news that you've been picked, say like the Commonwealth Games, Paralympics, the big events out there, what's it like being told yes, you're going?
Pretty surreal. And a little fun fact, I've done three Paralympic Games now. I've done Rio 2016, Tokyo 2020, and Paris 2024. And for the Rio 2016 Paralympics, I got told I wasn't going twice, and then I was going once. I obviously just joined the team in 2015, and I knew I wasn't going to get selected because I was so new. Fast forward, yeah, like a spot became available 3-4 weeks before the Games and stuff. Like I then got told, yeah, there was a spot available. So yeah, that was an absolute crazy time. Tokyo was the first time I ever got a silver Paralympic medal, and yeah, that was like one of the best moments of my life so far.
How do you prep then for, see, we've got the Commonwealth Games coming up, so what's your training like for that?
Monday to Saturday, I'm on track 3 times a week, in the gym 3 times a week, and I have like a static turbo trainer. That's kind of like the main bulk of it. And obviously track sessions then are just tandem specific with me and my pilot, Matt. The gym is like with just the normal team really, because we have the Olympics and Paralympics athletes all together, which is like, it's really nice as well.
You're on the tandem, you're the stoker, and you've got your pilot there, as you said. How do you guys almost communicate when you're on the track? Because there must be so much going on, so much noise as well. Is it just a question of, you know, you've worked together for so long, you just instinctively know what each other's thinking or doing?
Pretty much that, yeah. It's don't get me wrong, when I first started, obviously like a lot of communication was needed, and the event I do is from a dead start. So trying to get two people in sync doing that, I mean, is a lot harder than it seems. I kind of need to like feel when somebody's telling me something, and then like, you know, obviously you can't really be shown it. So to feel when I'm doing it right is much better for me, like in a way of learning. So we've got to the point now where, yeah, literally know what each other's thinking. And for the other event I do, the tandem sprint, is vitally important, because that is all about awareness and how fast you can react to the pilot's thinking. Even one pedal rev behind the pilot, you then opening up then the other attacking bike to then come past you. So it's like, yeah, it's very, very, very precise.
So we covered the Paralympics in Paris. We were broadcasting live from there, and I was down at the velodrome. The noise was phenomenal when you guys are racing. How do you, or do you filter that out? Is it a wee kind of just zone into you, the pilot and the bike, or does that noise help?
So I personally don't hear the noise. I know it's a crazy thing to say, but if I actually think about all my races, you get one shot. I mean, every 4 years, and I just get one shot to like prove that we're good at what we do, sort of thing. So yeah, it's I don't know, just trying to like block it all out, really. I'm a big music fan as well, so I'm always like headphones on and trying to get in the zone when I can't, really.
Is there a discipline you prefer to another?
So my events are the kilo and the tandem sprint, and the kilo is 4 laps of the track. That's what we did in Paris, and that's basically going as hard as you can from a dead stop. The tandem sprint is obviously 2 bikes on the track, and it's like a best of three sort of situation. I do like the tandem sprint, and they've taken out the kilo now from the Paralympic Games, so now all my training is switched to the sprint. It's kind of shifted my favorite now to the kilo, to the sprint. So yeah, I'm looking forward to do that now.
We could try and encourage more blind and partially sighted people to kind of take up a sport or a pastime, if you like. You know, it doesn't have to be to sort of Paralympic standard like you guys, because you kind of get more from it than just the fitness side of things. Was there's lots around building social skills, building confidence as well. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I feel like the confidence is a big part of it, because I personally can't go that fast on a bike by myself. Even growing up, I didn't really know paracycling was a thing. Like, I knew the categories existed in athletics and swimming, but I wasn't aware of the actual, like, the paracycling scene was a thing. But yeah, if that was the case when I was like really young, I would have asked to go down to the local velodrome in Newport for me. And yeah, just to give it a go, because it just gave me that sense of like freedom, really. But just having that pilot on the front of the bike literally being my eyes is something. Every time I go on the track, it doesn't matter if I'm training for the Paralympics or we're just doing an effort, it's still extremely fun, and I would encourage anyone to try it for the first time.
All the very best for the Commonwealth Games that are coming up to yourself and your pilot, of course. We will be there. Hopefully we'll catch up with you in the velodrome. But for now, James, thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.